Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shrewsbury's, Shrewsbury's, party time, excellent!
All right, party.
Party.
That's
party.
Right.
Oh my God, guys, do you realize this is the last Drew's Bruce before December?
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, I didn't even think of it like that.
Right, because
oh
we're not going to have one next week because it's Thanksgiving holiday.
You're right.
Yeah. So today, well, because sad. We're not going to do one for Thanksgiving, yeah. I figured we'd talk about some Thanksgiving and holiday decorating with a brewery here in the city that has it going on. What you think?
Ooh, I love it.
Should we talk about that?
Yeah. I'm all for it.
So today we're gonna talk about Beguile Brewing. On the north side. Okay?
Beguile.
Beguile. It's Beguile. Not Beguile. It's not Beguile. It's called Beguile Brewing.
Okay. How's it spelled?
B-E-G-Y-L-E.
Y-L-E. Okay,
Beguile.
Now, if I told you that they're on Kyler Avenue, which is just a couple blocks north of Irving Park on the Ravenswood Metro Line, how do you spell Kyler Avenue, Austin?
K.
Wrong. Okay. Oh, Melissa, wow. How do you spell Kyler? Okay. This is one of those funny little Chicago things that we had to say.
I should know this. I mean, I did traffic forever.
Right.
Kyler?
Kyler Avenue.
I don't know if I actually... No, I'm going to say, is it a weird spelling like C-H-Y?
C-U-Y-L-E-R.
Okay. Oh, now, okay, I've seen it. I think I used to say it wrong. That's what it was.
There you go, right? So Kyler Avenue, Beguile Brewing. And can we just admit, like on Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving holiday, we love to wear our pajamas all day, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And there's no shame if you don't ever get out of your pajamas that entire 4 day.
None at all. Well, no one's just, judging you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Not at all.
So Beguile just released their gold medal winning barrel-aged Imperial Pajama Series. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's cute.
So this is a series built on an oatmeal stout. It's aged in bourbon barrels. There's some variants available, including my wife, Jill. She's got her eye on this maple cinnamon rye barrel-aged stout.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Okay. And these are the big boys again, okay? So this is the 13%er. This is a shareable. You
my
get a bottle
favorite.
And... Right.
Oh, do we have to, though?
Sometimes you do.
Okay.
I mean, you're kind of...
If I'm in my pajamas all day, I'm kind of already halfway there.
Although, it is difficult for you because Mary is pregnant, so she's not going to share with you.
I got a drink for two.
Yeah.
I actually drink for
two. Aren't you drinking for three?
Technically three, if you count the baby that's inside of her.
So, besides the pajama series, they also have something called their 2021 barrel-aged snooze button. Okay, I love these names.
Oh my gosh, really cute. Pajamas, snooze button? Right? I'm picking up what they're putting down.
And that is a Russian Imperial that clocks in also at 13%. I really kind of want to try that one.
Mm.
But if these things aren't, you know, if stouts aren't your thing, if you're not into the barrel-aged, they have an IPA called Euchred. If you're from the Midwest, you know what Euchred is, don't you?
I know the game Euchre.
Right there.
The card game?
Yeah. Uh-huh, the card game. So you know you want to grab a can. The thing is, if you meet someone from Texas or California and you say, hey, do you want to play Euchre? They're like, what are you talking about?
Right.
And it's annoying when that's happened before. He's like, I went to Indiana University in Bloomington. You play Euchre all the time.
That's right.
So they're on Kyler and a little bit of Chicago history because we've learning so much about the breweries. The reason it's called Kyler is because there was a guy named Edward Kyler back in the day in Chicago who worked for the railroad. And he built a railroad between Chicago and Janesville, Wisconsin. And for this accomplishment, Chicago named a street after him.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. Is that all it takes is to get a...
Yes.
All you got to do is just build a railroad.
Okay. We are on that, right?
Yeah, let's all get going.
You guys want to do that this weekend? You guys free?
You know what? That is adding to my accomplishment list. I don't know if I can do that.
Let's get some Beguile.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I pronounced it right.
Uh-huh.
Some Beguile and then build a railroad.
Yes.
Okay. Just get some railroad ties.
So they're already in holiday mode. They're open at noon every day except for 11 a.m. on Saturdays for the next week and a half. And just one little more nugget about Beguile. They had their 10-year anniversary in August, but they actually didn't start out as Beguile in Chicago. They started out as Argyle Brewing, which I like that name too.
Yeah.
And then 7 months in, they got a bunch of fan mail, including a cease and desist letter from a lawyer and said you can't be named Argyle.
So, because of the shirts.
I don't know if it's because of the shirts or because somebody already had that name.
The design was suing them.
You are, the color, wow. Argyle. Yeah. So they are Beguile. They are online at socials, Beguile Brewing. And it's our Thanksgiving Drew's Brews.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see you in December.
I know, right?
Yeah. Drew's Brewers. Am I right?
I see what you did
there.
Did
you see that?
Uh-huh.
Drew's Brews! Drew's Brews!
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.